This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grahada.
With us is Mark Landon Smith. Mark is Artistic Director.
Executive Director.
Executive Director.
Of Arts Life Theater.
Of Arts Life Theater. Mm-hmm. Thank you for getting me straight on
that.
Sure. Another production.
Another production. Now, for those of you who don't know, Arts Life Theater is Northwest Arkansas's only dedicated children's and youth theater. And what that means is that we do theater for children by children. And we have increased our season over the past couple of years. 2 years ago, we were doing 3 shows. Now we're doing 9 shows per season, which comes up to about 1 full production every 28 days. So it's quite a lot to do. And we got The Outsiders coming up, which is based on an adaptation of the novel by S.E. Hinton.
An Oklahoma native.
Yes, an Oklahoma native, yes.
And The Outsiders... for many, many young people, a seminal work to either read or read and watch the movie.
Absolutely. And we've actually got 2 performances that we're doing exclusively for schools. So we got Bentonville bringing some of their students down to see the show, and then a group from Springdale's coming to see the show. And we're doing 2 morning and afternoon performances just for them. So
you mentioned it's an adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Has this been performed on stage before?
It has. It's been out for quite some time. And the movie came out sometime in the 80s, I think, when Tom Cruise was in it and I think Patrick Swayze was in it, you know. So, this is an adaptation of the book and of the movie for the stage.
I'm not familiar with this story, so can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. It's about 2 groups, the Greasers and the Socials. And the Socials are called the Soch. Are the rich kids in town.
Mm-hmm.
The Greasers are the poor kids in town. So it's basically like class warfare, very Romeo and Juliet, in that these 2 groups are constantly fighting each other on territory over who can do what and when sort of thing. So that's basically what the story's about.
When you do a production like The Outsiders that many of your cast members and many of the people who will see it, the young people who will see it, know it, does that change how you approach something? I mean, you've done Willy Wonka in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, something that's very well known.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take that into consideration because everyone kind of brings their own idea of what it might look like?
Well, everyone comes to when a show is well known, everyone comes to it with a bit of a preconceived notion. And we, as far as like when we choose our seasons, we're looking for things that will challenge our kids, that also have broad appeal to audiences, that also people will recognize the title of or the story of, but we also want to do things that have a bit more social significance in part of our season. And we've been able to do that because of the building that we've received from the city of Fayetteville. We have a small theater in there now. It's about 99 seats, and that's allowed us to expand our season and do shows like The Outsiders, Bright Blue Mailbox Suicide Note, which dealt with teen suicide, and Frank and Me. And so this allows us this opportunity to do these type of shows.
When are the performances?
The performances are going to be March 7th through 11th at 7 p.m. and then March 10th and 11th at 2 p.m. and March 15th and 16th at 7 p.m. We're also doing something new with this show is we're doing double weekends. Before, we've just done 1 weekend of shows. But even going into our next season, for our shows that are located at our space at Arts Life Theater, we'll be doing 2 weekend runs. So,
and that theater is on North Sang.
Yes, we are on North Sang Avenue. It used to be the Youth Can Building, and before that it was the Fayetteville Senior Citizen Center. We moved in about 2 years ago and renovated the space and turned it into our home turf.
Now, what I remember about The Outsiders, there are some pivotal scenes that involve like fire. Isn't there a house fire?
There is a house fire that happens, yes. It's actually a church that burns.
A church, right. Right.
So the church, of course, that is done – that is referred to off stage.
I see.
And then it is supported by sound effects and that sort of thing. We don't actually have any representation of the church actually burning on stage. So.
And there is a very famous line. Is it still in there?
What is that famous line?
I think it goes something like, stay golden, pony boy.
Yes, stay golden, pony boy. Right. Absolutely. It was kind of like the Rocky call before Rocky became
– Exactly.
Became the Eye of the Tiger.
Where can people find out more about it? Where can they get tickets?
You go to our website, artslifetheater.com, and you can buy tickets there. You can also purchase tickets by calling our office number. It's 521-4932, and you can also purchase tickets the day of performances. So we hope everyone comes out. It's going to be a great show. We've got a great group of kids. Really exceptional, talented actors, and we're also doing a mentoring program to where some of our students are also getting involved with doing the sound for the shows, doing the technical things, costuming and set design. Coleman Clark has assisted me with the set design. Cole Borgstad is doing the sound for it. So we're giving our kids a lot of experience in different facets of the theater.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $8 for ages 13 and up, $6 for ages 12 and under.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.